This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. An independent investigation into the shooting death of Christian Glass found deputies mishandled the incident. The review was conducted by the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. It shows Glass did not pose a threat to officers or himself, and that law enforcement failed to properly respond to Glass's signs of mental illness. Glass was a 22-year-old who called 911 when his car got stuck in Clear Creek County. The deputy who shot Glass faces criminal charges. After shutting down during the pandemic, Denver convention business has come back strong. The Society of Biblical Literature alone brought 8,000 people. Richard Scharf is the CEO of Visit Denver. He says in 2022, convention attendance was about 70% of normal.
So there's still a lot of room to grow there. 2023 is going to be better, and we think by 2024, you know, we'll be back on track, even better than where we were in 2019.
That is a much-needed economic boost for downtown. Those conventions fill restaurants, bars, and hotels. Denver hotel occupancy is at its highest mark since the pandemic, 70% full. Big box stores like Best Buy and Home Depot aren't telling customers about the health risks of gas stoves. That's the conclusion of a new survey from consumer and environmental advocates. Volunteers visited retailers across 10 states, including Colorado, and found that few explain how gas cooking worsens indoor air quality and increases asthma risk. Those groups are pushing big retailers to train sales staff about the benefits of proper ventilation and electric cooktops. Hundreds of horses and cattle took to the streets of downtown Denver this afternoon. The National Western Stock Show Parade kicked off around noon today. The parade is an annual tradition. It kicks off the annual stock show, but it's been on pause the past few years due to the pandemic and bad weather. This is CPR News and KRCC.